Hey guys, we're back with another podcast by Devaney. Devaney, how's your day going?
It's going fantastically.
I mean, we can talk about the rain, but today it's actually sunny and it's exciting in Pittsburgh.
It is.
I'm going to be honest, I don't know what to do with myself. I don't know whether we should have done this podcast outside.
We should have. That would have been awesome.
That would be it. Next time.
Maybe
we're going to run into Bessie if we go outside, though.
I have her in the backyard.
So I haven't seen the agenda. What do we want to talk about today?
I want to talk maybe about some tips, some time-saving tips, a little bit of workplace email etiquette, and just some random things that, I don't know, just kind of pop up in my mind that I think people might be able to get a little bit of use out of.
I think that'd be super awesome for everyone in the audience to hear about. So let's talk about time-saving tips first.
Sure. Things like let's save some time within our business with emails, right?
Ooh.
I know.
Okay.
So everyone that we work with is part of our customer base. And so an email to you or an email to Sean, you know, when you sit back and you think about, all right, Encore asked me a question and I need to answer him. Well, maybe before you hit send on that email, you look at it and you say, okay, I'm going to address him by name, right? Because that's just nice. Encore, Garg, whatever, it's workplace. You have
hubby,
a little,
mans.
Right, that's it. You know, sweet thing, you know, all those good things. But, just at least addressing them and just to have a little bit of etiquette there, right? But if you look at the email body and you say the who, what, where, when, and why, we all learn this in grade school, and trying to figure out is the who, what, where, when, and why in your response. Therefore, when you get all the information and then you can take that email and you don't have to come back to me and say, well, what about this? Did the new product reship? Is what's the other tracking number? If you just think about what are those questions that Encore might ask me once I respond and you take care of them all in one email, how quickly can you respond and move on to the next day?
Right away. I mean, it would help. I know that some companies even have like templates. I know you handle some of the customer, mm-hmm. most all of the customer service responses here, but I don't know if you have any like saved templates for how you respond to these customers, but I'm sure that would make sense.
Absolutely, I do. And so that's the next thing, right? So especially when you have job tasks that are quite repetitive and you might be typing the same thing, you know, I do a lot with customer service. So I do have a lot of pre-made templates where I can finish off the last sentence or finish off the first sentence or change up the name or just a few little tweaks that are in there that I can copy and paste and just fill that in or fill in their tracking number, things of that nature.
Do you have like happy tracking response and then angry tracking response?
I try to make everything positive,
okay.
Even all of the bad things, right? So if it's your product was delayed or it's not produced or we oversold or there's lots of things out there that could possibly happen that are out of my control. But making it a great experience for the customer, constantly following up. And with following up, you know, Outlook has so many opportunities for you to like lead your life in an easier way. You can set reminders, you can make folders, you can set up rules and notes. And I mean, they have a really, really cool customer manager, like a contact manager in there. So you can pin that to the body of your email. And so whenever you're having, say I'm having a conversation with you and Encore is on the right-hand side of my computer and it has every email based on...
Should I be afraid?
No, but it has every email based on the subject line, right? So I can see as you're talking to me maybe on the phone and we're going through and I can literally scroll through and be able to see the conversation that we had rather than trying to search for emails and search for things.
You know what sucks though? The PC experience and the Mac experience is totally different.
Totally different.
Right. My folder system doesn't have some of the stuff that you just described,
mm-hmm.
but the reminder system isn't there either.
No.
On Mac, right? So we just launched something called Boomerang for system wide. I don't know if you noticed, you know, the add-on.
Yep.
But now we could schedule emails, follow up reminders,
absolutely.
Whatever we want to do.
I love Boomerang. I love it for all of my newsletters. When I go to hit up my customers, either at the beginning of the month or the middle of the month, I can create that email, have it addressed to everyone that I'm having mm-hmm. it addressed to. I can schedule it and forget it. It's very much like a social media manager or anything. It's just they're fantastic. It's a great tool.
You can
go
so far as to resend that email every 2 days mm-hmm. until they respond.
Oh, sure.
It's
absolutely.
It's amazing.
I, I love that tool.
And so then for the millennials that don't know what Outlook is, there's this thing called Gmail and Google Suite. They have the exact same services in Google. So
yep.
I feel like that's kind of what most of the entrepreneurs these days, you normally start off.
Yeah. So that is a super, super great feature. And you can have a little bit of fun with it, right? So, you know, if you have an employee at work who likes a little bit of humor, and maybe there's someone who's not great at responding, you can literally send them a boomerang email like every 10 seconds, right? And their inbox would get loaded with like, are you going to answer me? Are you going to answer me? Are you going to answer me?
Poor Dan Wiltrout. Oh, man.
Like that would be fun, right? That's a little bit of fun that you can have with it. It's always not work related, you know. And then, you know, one of my final like email really great time saving tips is the subject line. People who really want to save time when they want to search for an email, or if they're not using all these little added features, your subject line really should be geared uniquely and towards what the conversation is. So for example, if I wanted to talk about a customer's label, I would put that customer's name in the label, the requirements in that subject line. If I wanted to talk about a specific invoice, I would write invoice and put that invoice number there and the customer's name. And so literally when you go to search, you can search by that invoice number. You can search by certain unique keywords that you're putting in your subject line. So if I just searched by Encore, 9 million emails would come up.
9.1 million.
Right. Right. It would be huge, right? Instead of me searching like Encore and a specific invoice number. Mm-hmm. So, and then just those specific emails would come up. But subject lines really do play a big part in making some ease in your life.
I feel like a signature changes a lot for whoever is responding, right? Because there'll be times mm-hmm. where I'll look at a signature and it'll be from a vendor and, you know, I'm trying to find their phone number. And if I can just find the signature or like look up their last email, then I can just call them up right away to get the answer to whatever question I have.
Right. Do you want to know what my opinion is on why they don't put emails there? Or why they don't put their phone numbers there?
They don't want me to call.
They don't want you to call.
Yeah, those are jerks.
Jerks.
Terrible, terrible people.
I really feel like they're individuals who don't want to be bothered. Either they don't like their job, or they're not confident in answering questions, or they just don't want to provide customer service. It's why they don't take the time to put information in their signature.
I mean, you should just stop doing business with anyone that doesn't put the phone number in the signature. Right. I mean, I go so far as to add like a little headshot if I could, right? If I'm a salesperson, to make sure that they know who I am, see my beautiful smile.
Absolutely. I mean, listen, we have really great signatures when our emails go out. They get to see me. They get my cell phone number. They get everything from me.
What kind of hours of the day do you end up getting phone calls?
Oh, I get them until 9, 10 o'clock at night here on the East Coast. You know, I work with a lot of people on the West Coast, so, you know, they're always 3 hours ahead. You know, some people who are international, people travel a lot, you know, and anymore in this day and age, people work all kind of hours, you know. They celebrate time with their family and take their time off and do what everybody's different, right? It's what makes the world great, what makes the world go around. So I get calls at all different times. Do I always take them? It just depends. Most of the times I do, but it just depends on what I'm doing, where I'm at, and what I have going on.
Do you apply the same logic from emails to phone calls? Like, do you have like a specific greeting where you can find out exactly what they need quicker?
Not so much on the phone calls. If they ever get my voicemail, it's very detailed in what I need to respond. Most of my customers are, or even contacts, they can hit me up email, they can hit me up text, they can hit me up on social media. As long as they leave back that callback number and a few other pieces of information of what they're looking for, you know, it's pretty easy for me to respond. So.
Fair enough. All right. What about meetings? I mean, are there any time-saving tricks for meetings? Because, I mean, you know, some of these meetings could extend for like hours for no reason.
I think people get too comfortable in meetings. They should try standing, right?
Even if the whole time?
Absolutely. Some people, you know, I mean, especially ones who get
standing with 20-pound dumbbells in each hand.
Right. But, you know, if you just think about it for a minute. So if you stand during a meeting, it becomes uncomfortable. You're not going to sit there and want to laugh and talk about things or keep adding on or drag things out because you're up. You're ready. You're ready to move on to the next thing that you have to do. You're ready to hit the ground running. You know, it's a really good idea to just practice or try. And I'm not saying it has to be everyone in the room, but if you want to try to move things along and speed them along, try standing. It's great, you know. But meetings in general, having some preparation, right? Going in there. If you know you have a 10 o'clock meeting every single morning and you have to speak on a specific part, you need to know what you're talking about. Make your few notes. Do a little bit of work the night before. If it's just 5-10 minutes and saying, I'm going to get prepared for tomorrow, and you have your bullet points and you're easily able to read off those bullet points and you can spit your information out, you're not taking up more time saying, I think, let me look at that, I don't know, because you do know.
Right.
Or you take 10 minutes before the meeting starts and you become prepared and, you know, you have your notes for that. So those are a couple things there with meetings, but I don't like to over meeting with everyone.
How do you feel about like printed agendas?
Oh, printed agendas. That's such a bad thing for the environment. We have so many tools to make things digital, right? You have things like Slack. You can send an email. Nobody lives without these, right? Anymore. We have these. So you have on your phone, you have notes, right? You have reminders.
I'm just so happy you're finally on an iPhone. I don't think the audience understands the pain that I was feeling when you were on an Android.
I don't think the audience understands the pain that I have using this iPhone. But I wanted to be a team player, right? I wanted to make communication more efficient.
It only took like 10 years.
It only took 10 years, right? But I switched over. You know, and I did. There's a lot of great things about the iPhone that I really, really do enjoy. But there's a lot of things about it that I'm still getting used to. And I sometimes use four-letter words and I talk to it. Not the nicest. Sometimes I yell at it.
Yeah, I mean, this is a clean podcast, so we're not going to
we're not going to discuss this.
But, okay, so, I mean, those are some very interesting perspectives, right, on how to save time in the workplace and... I mean, in meetings, be prepared, right? You'd think this would be common sense, but I feel like I've been in meetings where people will just show up with no idea what we're going to talk about. And then I have to schedule 2 more follow-up meetings because they didn't have the answers for the first meeting. It's like,
And do you know how you fix that?
How do you fix that?
Just a little bit of self-responsibility, right? It's a little bit of accountability. And it's a simple email after the meeting that says, thank you so much for attending the meeting today. However, what I did notice was we weren't prepared. We as a team were not prepared for the meeting because it is a team effort, right? It's team effort and all that we do. And our time is valuable and I appreciate all of the work that you put in with the company, but I need you to be prepared for your portion of the meeting the next time that we have it, right? And it's as simple as that.
You know, my biggest pet peeve is in meetings these days is when there's like tech difficulties, like people trying to call in or like Skype in or whatever, you know, the video software is. Oh, my God, it's the worst when everyone's sitting there for 15 minutes waiting for someone to be able to connect.
Yep.
I mean,
right. And
it's
that's
ridiculous.
Listen, and how does that get fixed? Who's the IT person responsible for getting the meeting set up or the meeting scheduler? Right. You go in 5 minutes beforehand or 10 minutes beforehand and you get the room set up.
I think it's also partially the employee or team member's responsibility, too. Right. They know they're going to be mobile. They have to have the app set up before the meeting.
You have to have the app set up before the meeting. And these are things that are very, very simple, simple tips that are just self-responsibility on your position for being paid to do a job, right? This is part of your job. If you're traveling, that's cool. You know, maybe that's even part of your job. But, you know, this is something that helps your business function and helps your business move from A to B to C every day. And if one person's not prepared, it's just a spiral effect and then it trickles down, you know, and then everybody's kind of delayed. And that's not fair to all your fellow employee and teammates, you know.
Seriously.
Yeah.
So what's next on the agenda?
Maybe we should talk about being a little bit green, right?
Okay.
Some really good things in the office, you know, not killing all the trees or, you know.
Recycling.
Right. Some really good practices, you know, just because, you know, I think as we as we are getting older and older, even the country, the world, as we're doing all these things, there's so many options now that you can choose, right? Instead of always using these disposable cups, having, you know, your reusable coffee cups or your metal straws, or, you know, not using paper napkins all the time, and maybe just investing, if you have a linen service already, you know, investing in reusable linen napkins for your break rooms. And, you know, we have all real silverware and plates and whatnot here, you know, and we wash them in the dishwasher. So you get rid of all those disposables and those plastics, you know. Printing documents, right? Do you really need to print it just to look at it, to make notes on it? Is there, you know, is there an app, or is there something that you can use on your computer? Do you have Adobe? Can you use a PDF, you know, where you can change the PDFs, right? What am I trying to say?
Acrobat.
The Acrobat. And, you know, where you can make your notations and whatnot digitally and be able to send those off rather than just always printing, right? There's a lot of ink, there's a lot of paper, you know, all those kinds of things. But, you know, thinking about, like, when, you know, we have the 4th of July coming up, but bringing up holidays, you know, a lot of times during the December holidays, companies might buy their employees gifts. It would be really great that instead of just buying them something, that just because you want to buy them something, maybe you're donating to a charity in their name, or donating to a water conservation type company, or buying them a recycled, reused product like a branded cup or a branded mm-hmm. coffee mug, and making some better choices to help instill that practice into someone new who may not follow all of that, you know. Recycling. I have 6 garbage cans in my house that are all for recycling, because I separate all of the products. And it's crazy. We take stuff every 2 weeks to the recycle center and do all the things. And then I go places and people don't recycle at all. Like my mom. And she's like, "We don't recycle here." I'm like, "Why not? Just do it because you should."
Right.
Right. And, you know, so things of that nature. I think it's just really a really good practice to start, you know, putting that out to more of your employees and kind of sharing your thought process, because you might inspire someone. You might inspire change.
No, for sure. Yeah. I mean, it's those small decisions, right? As mm-hmm. if everyone in the office starts recycling and using their recycling bins, then all of a sudden, you know, it just starts growing from there.
Yeah, and for a business, think about, like, your cost savings. You know, when you start looking at it and say, those reams of paper, when you're using less and less and less, it's a cost savings on your business. And then if you tie that into, like, a gain-sharing program with your staff, and you say, okay, at the end of every month, we're going to see what we are, and either we're buying company lunch, or we're just cutting you a check, or we're throwing a party, or whatever that bonus might be.
You gotta get your gains.
Yeah,
you know,
you've
bro.
Gotta get your gains, bro. You know, free protein for everyone. But really tying your staff into that to make them a part of it and have them, you know, like, just be excited to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that makes sense.
All of it makes sense.
So, I mean, where are we at in the agenda now?
I'm not sure. You know, I talk a little bit, you know, we talked a little bit about email and you know, etiquette and whatnot. And, you know, a big thing for me is customer service. And, you know, email etiquette kind of goes both ways, right? So us to the customer and then the customer to us. And, you know, some things that I notice, you know, at times is, you know, a customer will email me and they give me no information. "Hi, I placed an order." "Hi, I placed an order. Can you cancel that for me?" And they send me an email, or say they send that from an email that they didn't order from. So I have no idea, right? And they right. might sign it Jane. Okay, well, I've got Jane and I've got an email, and there's no order for Jane. There's no email under this email, and I can't find anything. So it kind of goes back into that time saving, right? So I got to then email Jane and say, you know, "Do you have your order number, or what is your full name that you ordered under, or what email address?" And it's like you're trying to pull that information out of them, and you're just trying to help them. So, yeah. You know, when customers kind of contact a business too, it would be really great just to get that information from them so we can help them quicker or get a refund to them quicker, you know, or take care of whatever their needs are. You know, most customers forget that they live in an apartment. That's probably one of my
where the package is in like some box somewhere and they don't even know.
Yeah. So, you know, so they'll email me and say, oh, I forgot to put my apartment on. And,
oh, that,
my apartment number. And that makes a big difference, right? Because if a customer forgets any part of that, it's a $16.15 change charge on me for me to add an apartment number. Mm-hmm. So all of my fans out there, if you forget your apartment number, it costs me an additional $16.15 when they don't put that on their order.
That's like two Chipotle bowls.
I know.
Right? That's serious.
Right? It's just a waste of money. And I don't think the customer really wants to pay for that. And, you know, so there's that there. But, you know, and the only thing when customers contact, you know, we're human, right? And we you know, sometimes we have delays. It's either maybe a product didn't show up or something, maybe a machine broke down and something didn't get blended on time, or there's a million reasons why we might have some delays. And sometimes they just kind of come off like, where's my stuff and where is it at? And, you know, I always was told, you know, you catch more flies with honey than mm-hmm. you do vinegar. And it would be...
Dave, you're almost aging yourself with that one.
I know. I know. But, you know, I just think it would be really cool because customer service is such it's a thankless job, right? And nobody understands...
Thank you, Devaney, for everything that you do.
You're welcome. Because it is. It truly is a position that I think can make or break a company or make or break a person. You know, and sometimes the things that come through, if you don't have thick skin or you're not good at it, your feelings could really, really be hurt just from some things that customers say. But, you know, just understanding that from the get-go of, hi, this is Jane, and I still haven't received my order. I was hoping maybe you can just give me some follow-up or let me know maybe what's going on is so much better than, where is my stuff? I want my money. Give it back to me now. And, I mean, some of the things that come through, you know, but it's a good tip, right? It's a good tip. You catch more flies with honey.
I almost feel like we should have a whole podcast just on customer service. Maybe we can get a guest on and we can do an episode like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love customer service. I love my customers. They're a big part of me. They're a big part of how my career has been focused. And there's nothing more pleasing to me than creating things and developing relationships and being one-on-one with them. I actually just met a really great girl named Chris. She emailed me from Virginia Beach and wanted to know where she can buy our products. And I texted her over all these places because she was traveling. And she's like, I'll let you know. I followed up with her 2 days later and said, hey, Chris, did you pick up the product? And she's like, no, I ended up not getting it. I couldn't find it. And the stores didn't have any product. I was like, no worries. I'll get it out to you. And I, you know, got all her information, shipped that out, and just kind of like made her day. Like mm-hmm. things like that to me are just fantastic. I love that, you know, and that's what thrills me to get up every day or to get up at 4 and to not go to bed until 10 and, you know, do all the things in between. And, you know, just being able to take care of the people who are helping spread the word that all natural products are fantastic and you have a choice. I can't ask for more.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, have you been documenting all these stories over the years?
No.
Just your inbox?
Just my inbox.
Okay.
Yeah. I
feel like the audience needs to hear these stories.
I know. They should, right? I would really love to just sit back and really get some down, written down, right? Because I think it would make a fantastic, like, ebook just for fun. Buy a tub of protein and get this crazy ebook, right? Because it's fun to see, like... I've made friends from our customers. I have people who will literally call me like weeks later and say, I found you on Instagram and you're who? You what? You still answer the phone and talk to people?
Yeah.
And it's crazy, right? I mean, I have a guy, John, who calls me once every 6 weeks and we shoot the breeze. We talk about gardening and he's a big user of our products. And Devaney, we need to talk about this formulation and, you know, mm-hmm. and we just have the banter that goes back and forth. And I really love to hear how our products help people or how they use them or what they like about them or maybe what's not so great about them. I really like to hear those ones, right, to fix it.
Right.
So, I love to see how people incorporate about time into their life, right? Because everyone says it's about time and it's about time to this or it's about time to that. And my whole mission for the last 11 years was it's about time to create change, right? We never had a choice and I want to be able to give that choice to everyone.
And you have.
Yeah.
Right. So that's, and I think it's about time to wrap up today's podcast, but this was great. I think there's some time-saving tips that everyone was able to get.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a couple more exciting episodes before we're going to finish up this round of what we're doing.
Yep.
And the audience has a bunch of stuff to look forward to.
Absolutely. And then we do have a special guest coming on soon and that will be exciting. And we'll put some things out there about what's happening in my world. So stay tuned. Hit me up on Instagram or watch because I have some pretty cool things coming on.
And just for the video crew, smash that like button. Okay, cool. That's all.